Okay, David says ready. Pete Kennedy's in charge. You say ready? We are. We're going to be picking and singing. I am so glad you're joining us. What good would it be if they performed and you weren't here? I understand I need to remind you, however, of the location. The only location on this planet where you can procure a t-shirt just like this or more than one. Walk up William Street. If you can't find William Street, ask me. I'll take you there. Up William Street, about two blocks on your right. There's a beautiful little area for t-shirts and other great items that you didn't even realize you needed. Please welcome Bethy Gambetta. Pete Kennedy will be in charge. David Jacob Train, Bobby, and Steve Silkson.
We're going to open up with the Merle Travis song. He's one of the great finger-picking guitarists. The other guys are just finding out this as well. That's no problem. We don't rehearse at all, and that's the magic of the whole thing. So it's in G, but it starts on E and goes around the cycle. E, A, D, G. I mean, there's a D thing.
I've heard of some of those chords.
Skill area.
Things off in fine style. Yeah. Now, welcome one of the great guitar players, and I don't just toss that term around, but today I can. And he's definitely one of my favorites, and I know he's a big favorite here at New Bedford Summer Fest. Please welcome Bepe Gambetta.
Picking
and singing session. The perfect start for me would be to give a tribute to Doc Watson, who was inspired, because I really grew up regularly playing Led Zeppelin music and other stuff, and I heard one song of Doc Watson and I became a flat ticket. So for me, this is when I think about picking and singing, it means Doc Watson. And I have this song from Doc Watson that is like many other songs of Doc Watson, comes from the tradition, from the old time tradition, and tells about topics that are sad. You know, that there are a lot of songs that are about train wrecks and jail songs and cheating and things. And this is about cheating. And but it's strange, it's a happy cheating, you know? It's a ha 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 ha, my woman left me with another man, la la la. And everyone seems to be happy, strange from an Italian perspective. You know? And he continues, ha 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 ha, I'm gonna kill her, la la la. So this is dedicated to this figure of the person who started so many, who influenced so many players all over the world. Wake up this morning feeling so blue. I had an awful dream, honey, all about you. We could put my monitor a little low. I'm worried now, 'cause the dream has come true, don't you see? That old dream was awful to me. Dream that I saw you sitting on his knee. I'm worried now, 'cause the dream has come true, don't you see? There's no use in lying just because you can. Honey, I just saw you with another man. I'm worried now, and I never let you fool me again. Somebody who'll treat me nice and kind. She'll give me true love instead of a word of mine. I'm worried now, 'cause I know I must leave you behind. Thank you.
This one was from our father.
Yeah, that's great because you incorporated a bunch of Doc Watson tunes into that medley.
Yes, it was his whole story.
Doc really invented that style of flat picking because the guitar in the Appalachian region was used as a backup instrument for fiddling. And Doc was the first person who actually started playing the fiddle medleys on the guitar, which was light years beyond what anyone else had ever thought of doing in that context. And so he really is, when you hear bluegrass or flat picking guitar, Doc is the inventor of it. One time I was, I had a gig over at Northampton. I was opening for Doc at the Iron Horse, and he's blind, so he always has someone who goes around with him and helps him get in and out of cars and buildings and stuff. And anyway, that guy went off to teach a guitar lesson. He said, "Would you mind sitting down in the dressing room with Doc for an hour while I do this?" I said, "No, no problem." So I'm sitting there with Doc, and his guitar was in his case next to him. And I'm thinking, how do I get a guitar lesson from Doc Watson? Because I got an hour. Yeah. So I used psychology. I got my guitar out, and I started playing this song called "Walking the Floor Over You." It's an old country song from the 50s, and it has a famous guitar solo. And the reason I played it is because I didn't know the guitar solo correctly. And when I got to that part, it's like... I played it like that, which is not exactly right, and it worked. His doc goes, "Boy, you're playing it all wrong." And he started banging for his guitar case. And he took out his guitar for the next hour. It was all Doc Watson lit, so it was great. And he put his guitar. And then Jack came back and he goes, "What'd you guys do while I was gone?" And Doc and I both went, "No, nothing." I'm going to play a song now by another icon of music, Jiminy Cricket. Somebody who has tied all the great blues traditions together into one unbelievable style on the guitar, David Jacob Strain.
Got my favorite plywood Yamaha to play for you. Vintage plywood. Thank you. on the rock and roll road. In the garden, but you know they hit me, mama. It was just like a hurricane, girl. You're like a gypsy soul, you're a killer. She don't know me, she goes into my rock and roll, now I'm at the end of the line. Your medicine boy, you could meet me down by the river. There's one silhouette of the hardest one, but I'm still out here on the pavement, just trying to do my thing, singing down the songs and burning gasoline trying to get back to the end of my life. On the hurricane railroad.
Thank you.
last year I was playing a show and doing some kind of big guitar thing, and it had a pause, you know, something like dynamically you'll do something to get real big, and then all of a sudden you're like, cut off, so it's really quiet. And right at that little moment, I heard a little boy's voice say, "Daddy, is he just showing off?" And I thought, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I like showing off on the guitar. It's fun, showing off on the guitar. So, but we have a man on stage who keeps us all honest. He's our conscience at this guitar workshop. Please welcome Steve Tilston.
I don't think I've got many notes left. You've nicked all the notes.
Can I get you to show off?
Can I borrow this mic? Will you, key of G, just later on, halfway through, I'll give you a nod. If anybody else, just goes round a bit. But a similar experience. I've done a gig. I actually taken my young son, well, he's now 27, but when he was 5, and I was playing with Maggie Boyle, and we'd done this gig, and I reminded of it because somebody sent me the DVD of the damn thing, and we'd just done, and we get an encore, called for an encore, and this sort of plaintive voice goes, "Oh, not another one." Anyway, this is a waltz. This is a waltz, and this came about after I'd had a writer's block for about 5 years. Well, the first couple of years I wasn't aware I'd actually got it, but friends were asking me when's the next one coming out. So I tried to write a few songs, and they weren't really coming, and I first of all was pretty sanguine about it, and I started to mope around, and my wife picked up on this, and she finally slammed the table, and she said, "Well, why don't you write a song about being unable to write a song?" So a little light bulb went on in the brain box. I love that girl, and this is called Goodbye Madam Muse. It's all about chasing this ridiculous thing, the muse. Mostly I don't get to choose when she comes or when she goes away. But I'll make a space for Madam Muse if she comes, who knows how long she'll stay. With a wine glass stained, coffee grains, wasted age, and she pays today. Followed her down dead end streets, through smoky bars and vagabond cafes. Sometimes between linen sheets on strings of bronze, I'm bound to fret, to play. Silver heart, to cuts that smart, to wasted age, and empty page today. Crack a smile and big eyes, you'll get down on your knees to pray. Though you may jerk out the hem of a skirt still shielding as you pave your way. For each caress
page, an empty page today.
Songwriters always ask me how can I make the guitar part of what I do more interesting? And I think you could do better than to listen to Steve and how he builds the song dynamically with the guitar in such a beautiful and tasteful way. So welcome back, Beppe Gambetta.
Yeah. Thank you.
My whole inspiration comes a lot from my traveling. And from meeting, with the musicians, and the greatest moment in my life that happened quite recently was a meeting with Pete Seeger. I spent 2 hours in his house. It was the greatest moment in my life. It was the greatest thing that I noticed. He didn't say one bitter thing about anyone or anything. He was just saying about beautiful things from the past and great projects for the future. He showed me how he can still cut his word, and he's still so young because he's able still to do this kind of hand-bone dance. And so he gave me his speech about doing great things locally and saving the world. So I went home and I said, okay, I have to do something. I started to do the recycling of the plastic that I didn't do before. But besides that, I thought that there is one composition of mine that is about this. There is a village in the south of Italy that name is Torrafe, in the south, close to Naples. And the mayor
of this little village was developing a system of street light that is based on LED lights and solar panels, and he's saving the 81% of the energy. That's a lot. So from Denmark, Germany, a lot of people comes from north of Europe to learn what this man in Torraca was doing. But no one speaks about this in Italy because all the media are busy talking about the scandals of our prime minister. But Mr. B, I even don't say the name, but I thought if no one talks about Torraca, I have to talk about Torraca in the title of a tune. So I compose a modern crazy tarantella and I call it Light in Torraca. And I sent it to the mayor, and in a few months they will give me the honorary citizenship of Torraca. It's a cool thing, yeah. Now we, from New Bedford, we move all to Torraca for a moment with this tune, Life in Torraca.
Rhythm is very difficult on guitar because you have to keep playing triplets, and usually when we're playing guitar we're alternating down and up, and that actually when you're playing fast it gives you a little kind of micro rest because you go down, and then when you're coming back up the down muscles rest for a nanosecond and you can keep going. But when you're playing triplets you go down, you go down, up, down, and then you have to start again with another down, so you don't get a rest between those two downs. And to do it for like 5 minutes like that is really unbelievable. Django Reinhardt could do that, and he was one of the few, until Pepe. George Gershwin. Back in 1926, there was a story in the paper in New York that it was an ad, actually. It was put there by Paul Whiteman, who was the top orchestra leader in New York. And he was advertising a concert coming up at Aeolian Hall. And the ad said, this concert will feature, this is back in 1926, will feature for the very first time a piece fusing classical and jazz music, written by young 26-year-old George Gershwin, the only person who could do this. Everyone in New York was astonished at this, especially George Gershwin. It was the first he'd heard about it. And he had 3 weeks before the concert. And so Paul Whiteman said, you better get on the stick, son, and write something. And fortunately, Gershwin was a young genius, and he wrote something that's still great today. It was written for an orchestra and a grand piano, so I figured it was a natural ukulele. It's called the Rhapsody in Blue.
Well, there's a place a couple hours south of where I grew up in Oregon. There's a place right where the Cascade Mountains and the Sierras come together, and it's a spot where there used to be a few thousand people living there mining for gold, and today there's still 10 or 20 people, and they're living in teepees and trailers, and they seem to still be mining for gold, so I made this one up. This is called Halfway to the Coast.
Thank you.
Well, it's a change of plan here, because Pete, I'd love you to play along with this one, because this one is, we are both going to a Zen-like state for this one, I think. Here, D. And this is called The Sovereign of Tides, and I did actually play it to the Wellington Museum, so apologies if you've heard it once. But,
I have a question. Do you have CDs for sale over at the
Well, it's funny you should say that. Did you ever think about that?
I was thinking maybe we could do a trade later.
Absolutely,
You guys have CDs, right?
Yes.
I wrote them for me.
really amazing. Where can we get them? How much do they cost?
Once more, Beppe Gambetta.
Yes. Thank you. I thought really to sing in the dialect of my hometown. Is that dialect that sounds a little bit like Portuguese and sailor dialect, and many writers write in dialect because it's more poetic. And so there's a story about that really happened 500 years ago. A sailor was captured from the Turks. He became a slave, and while he was on the galley rowing with the drums, he was able to jump on the rudder and turn the rudder and save the boat and the life of everyone. So he became a hero from one moment to the next, and he became a free man with full of gold and honors. So this is a metaphor for the carpe diem concept, you know. If you can catch the moment, your life can change for the better. And I am always fantasizing that this can happen also to a flat picker, you know. Until now it didn't happen, but who knows? You know? It has different changes, but there are some areas in D where, you know, everyone could play. It's called Sinan Kapudan Pasha.
Yeah. همه باید دوستید من شیل گرید ستویا زینم که بودم پشم اتیلی اکیم چم هر بنگو که پیتری که سلر چیتو زینم که شده روشی اصو جسته من دوم هم پستی دوستید این تو میزون من che impesce il mondo che quando vede fritte o faccio fondo in tu mezzo tu ma che impesce il mondo che quando vede bello o vede
You have CDs for sale.
Yes.
I'm going to do a little piece by J.S. Bach on the sitar, one of his favorite instruments.
You want to jam on this one?
Welcome back to the Jacob Street.
Yeah, but if you'll take the verse part of the solo, and if you take the chorus part of the solo, and then Bob will take whatever happens next, and then it's going to be chaos.
It might be that right from the very beginning.
If it's not chaos before that,
I'm
going to
really mess it up. Okay, we're going to go with chaos.
We got caught in the evening glass and turned the head up, projected to the electrical socket. I'm not a weird, 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 I'm not a weird,